Chapter 19. Hope. "It's hopeless," said Whedon Scott. He sat on the stairs outside of his house. He looked at Matt, and Matt agreed. They looked at White Fang. White Fang was now in good health, but he was very violent and anxious. The men had a chain on his neck. White Fang was growling violently. His teeth were showing. His entire body was very tense. He wanted to attack Whedon Scott's other sled dogs. "It's a wolf," said Whedon Scott. "It's wild. It can't live with people." "Oh, I don't know," said Matt. "He might be part dog."
"Why do you think that?"
said Whedon Scott.
"He knows about people.
He probably has been living with people for a long time," said Matt.
"How do you know?"
said Whedon Scott.
"Look at his chest. There are some marks there."
"He used to be a sled dog," said Matt.
"You're right, Matt. He was a sled dog before he lived with Beauty Smith," said Whedon Scott. "I think he can be a sled dog again," said Matt.
Whedon Scott looked at White Fang. He shook his head. He said,
"I don't know. He's been with us for 2 weeks now. He is still wild."
Matt said,
"Give him a chance. Take the chain off."
Whedon Scott nodded. Matt took a club in his hand. He then walked to White Fang.
"He is looking at the club. That's a good thing. He is clever," said Whedon Scott.
Matt took the chain off of White Fang's neck. White Fang could not believe he was free. He had lived with Beauty Smith for many months. During that time, he was always in the cage, or there was always a chain on his neck. The only time he could walk freely was when he was fighting the other dogs. White Fang did not trust the two men. Although they had saved him from the bulldog, he expected that they would hurt him. He walked to the corner of the house. He looked at the men. Then he walked towards the two men. He stopped and watched them for several moments.
"Will he run away?" asked Whedon Scott.
"We will find out," answered Matt.
"Poor thing," said Whedon Scott.
Then he went inside the house. When he came back outside, he carried a piece of meat. He threw the meat to White Fang. Since White Fang did not trust the men, he did not eat the meat right away. He looked at and smelled the meat first. Suddenly, one of the other sled dogs ran to the meat. White Fang quickly attacked and killed the dog. At that time, Matt tried to rescue the dog by kicking White Fang. White Fang bit Matt's leg. There was blood all over the snow from Matt's leg and the dead sled dog. Matt screamed. Luckily, the wound was not very serious. Matt walked into the house to clean the wound.
"It's hopeless, Matt," said Whedon Scott. "The only thing to do is kill him."
Then he went to the house and took a gun.
"Don't do it," shouted Matt.
He explained,
"The wolf has been living a horrible life. No one has ever been kind to him. We can't expect him to obey us right away. We need to give him some time."
"Look, he killed one of our dogs. What about that?" said Whedon Scott.
"That dog was stupid. He should not have run to the meat. Maybe it is better that he is dead. Every dog should be able to fight for its own meat," said Matt.
"But look at yourself, Matt. He hurt you," said Whedon Scott.
"I was stupid. I tried to kick him. I should not have done that. Therefore, he punished me well," said Matt.
"Okay, I won't kill him," said Whedon Scott. We will be very kind to him. Then we will see what happens.
Weed and Scott then walked to White Fang. He gently talked to him. Matt said,
"Take a club."
Weed and Scott shook his head. He did not want to use violence. He wanted White Fang to trust him. White Fang was afraid. He had just killed this person's dog. He had also bit the man's friend. Therefore, he thought that the man was going to punish him. He showed his teeth and growled. The man did not have a club. He was trying to touch White Fang's head. He gently talked. His hand came closer to White Fang's head. White Fang was very tense. He did not want to hurt the man. However, he was a wolf. It was natural. He could not control himself. Weed and Scott always believed that he was quick enough to avoid animals' bites. This time, however, he learned how fast White Fang was. When White Fang bit his hand, he screamed in surprise. White Fang knew he had made a mistake. He expected a horrible beating. Matt ran to the house. He took the gun.
"What are you doing?" shouted Weed and Scott.
"Now he hurt you. Now I think we should kill him," said Matt.
"No," shouted Weed and Scott.
"Yes, watch me," shouted Matt.
Weed and Scott said,
"You said to give him a chance. Well, now we are giving him a chance. We have just started. We can't quit now. Besides, look at him."
White Fang was at the corner of the house again. Matt was still holding the gun. He was fiercely growling and showing his teeth at Matt. The men were shocked.
"Look how clever he is," said Matt.
Weed and Scott agreed. He said,
"He is very intelligent. He knows about guns. We need to give him a chance. Put the gun away."
"Okay, I agree," said Matt,
as he put the gun next to the house.
"Look," said Weed and Scott.
As soon as Matt put the gun down, White Fang was quiet.
"Let's try something," said Matt.
He took the gun again. White Fang growled fiercely. He put it down again. White Fang was quiet again. The men looked at one another. Matt said,
"I agree, Mr. Scott. That wolf is too intelligent to kill.